Fight!
Welcome to New Game Plus. This is a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game, and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
I'm Nolan.
And this is our first ever bonus episode. And so what this is all about is we've got a thing called Patreon. And on Patreon, there are some benevolent patrons who support us financially each and every month.
We don't know that they're benevolent. There might be ulterior motives here, and they may be supporting the podcast in an attempt to take over the world.
Because that is going to be accomplished if they continue to support us.
I don't know. It might be a pinky in the brain kind of thing. You never know.
Whatever your goal is, we truly appreciate your support. And it's because of that that we have just recently hit a milestone in which we have promised to release an additional episode every single month.
Why?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal, right? Like, that's a lot of that's a lot of work, but definitely worth it, right? And this is something that we're actually excited about. The more and more we talked about it, I know when I announced it, Kenny kind of had this death stare that we've now turned into an emote on our Discord.
Well, here's the thing. You were like, let's do a bonus episode. Here's my idea for what we're going to do. Instead of being three guys who play one old game for a week and then talk about it, let's just not do at all what our podcast is about and do something else entirely. And it was confusing.
Are we not still three guys?
Well, we're three guys, but these aren't happening weekly. And as they'll find out, the format is a little bit different. We're not just talking about a game that we specifically have been playing. We're doing something totally new.
Exactly. So let's talk about that format. So is what we've decided, putting our heads together or the lack thereof, we have decided to record these bonus episodes in a entirely unique and different way than what we typically do. And instead of playing a one old game for 7 days and then talking about it, we are uniting all of these bonus episodes with a cohesive theme, and we're calling it Elements.
I like that name. That's a really cool name.
I like it too.
That was you, Dustin, right?
It was all of us.
Is it too late to suggest an alternative to say that we should talk about one old game and then play it?
It's a genius idea, guys. I do not want a bonus episode because I don't want to listen to this guy another time this month.
So the three of us have regularly talked on the air and off about five key elements that make up any video game. And those elements are gameplay, story, characters, graphics, and music.
That's fair to say.
Yeah. It's a fine summary.
We've talked about it before. Off the top of your head, do you recall? I mean, we've done our list and we've ordered those in. I think each of ours, we have different orders of what's most important in a video game.
For sure. Yeah.
Do you remember? Well, mine is the story, 100%. What's yours, Kenny?
Probably like gameplay.
Okay. Yeah. And then, so I'll ask you, Nolan, but good games, they do well on most of these. Not necessarily all of these, but most of these. Bad games, they do poorly on a good number of these. I think that's fair to say. Sure. I don't think you have to get every single one of them right, but you've got to have the majority of them.
No, we've had games that miss on one or two marks, but are still worthwhile. But most of the games that excel are games that people have cared about, and that means putting the time into getting all of the pieces right.
And in our regular episodes, we touch briefly on some of these elements, but we never go in depth. So with this bonus episode and each month's bonus episode, we will be able to do a deep dive into a single one of these elements for a particular game and or series. And this is going to be kind of just outside of our regularly scheduled broadcast. So story is mine. Gameplay is yours, Kenny. And Nolan, you don't have to feel forced, but what is yours or one of your primary ones?
It would definitely be the soundtrack.
Okay, so it'd be the music, which is the perfect segue into what our first official bonus episode will be.
All right, episode one of Elements. We are going to be talking about soundtrack, and the game that we have chosen to talk about that is the Halo franchise, which is a enormous series that has grown over the years into this giant following, and it's got some great games. It's a huge multiplayer title. A lot of people strictly play it for multiplayer, and then others play it for the story, which it does. It has a good story. And I haven't played all of them. I don't think any of us have played all of them, correct?
No.
Because there are a bunch now.
Yeah, I have not.
So we are going to be diving into the OST across the series, which was a pretty big deal, and we think it still is. And before we get into the songs of this game, I think it's important for us to talk about why sound matters, soundtracks matter in games. And I'll just go personally. I love soundtracks because it adds that layer of nostalgia, which isn't always necessary, and sometimes it has creeped into our normal episodes and skewed our votes and our opinions of games, and we get emotional. But when I hear a certain song, I mean, in our Discord, we have a music channel where we share video game music throughout the week, and I love video game music, even if I haven't played the game. And for me, it enhances all the other elements. This may not be the case for you guys, but good gameplay is always, for me, going to be paired with a sick soundtrack.
And I think that's fair. Like, for me, it's more of a compliment to what is already going well. I mean, for most things, you're not going to have a sick soundtrack in a lousy game. Like, if they invested that much into soundtrack, you're going to get somewhat of a good game. And so for me, so for you, what I'm seeing is that soundtrack is that thing that kind of overshadows in a good and positive way that helps make the rest of the game well. And for me, it's a slight reverse in that it's a good game and then it's underlined by a beautiful soundtrack.
Yeah, that's fair. And I mean, even with story, also, like, story-driven games that I enjoy also have really good soundtracks that just add to the cutscenes, maybe, or just the different areas that you go in an RPG, for example, just have their own track. Like, Final Fantasy is just famous for that, just having perfectly on-point sounds that make you feel like you're in a new area. Anyways, I love it, and it's a very important element. And Halo is what we're going to be talking about. And let's just jump into the most famous one. We are going to be breaking down our tracks that we have chosen to talk about. We each picked two tracks through the series. We didn't limit it to Combat Evolved only. And so we're going to be hitting each one and talking about them. And the first one is obviously going to be the main theme from Halo 1. And you've probably heard this one before. Okay, so Halo, the main theme from Combat Evolved. This is probably what you think of when you think of Halo, if you're familiar with the series. And if you're not, it's about aliens and shooting aliens and the relationship between humans and aliens. And it's in space. So that's that's the setting, which is the important key here. So it just starts so epic. It's a choir. What kind of choir is
like
that?
Like this Gregorian chant.
Yeah, it's kind of. Yeah, that's exactly. And it's just ethereal. And this actually would be really hard to explain all of these because it's how do you talk about sound? I did not major in sound or music. But yeah, it's just such a epic, soft opening. And when I think of the game, the title comes onto the screen and you're in space. And it says Halo, and you're just hearing this choir just feel, it just sets the tone for an epic game.
And don't think like gospel choir. Think like these bald men in tunics that yeah. are all with this low, same pitched, just hum that is, I mean, if you've
heard
it, but yeah, and it begins, the track begins and ends with that. And it starts with that kind, it's kind of slow. It's kind of this like, I like the word you used, ethereal. And then the drums, the toms, they start to yeah. come in and start to build it up. And then it goes into this huge orchestra event that has all sorts of things going on that makes you think combat, right? Like it does. Sure. It makes you think space, combat, war. Yeah. And then boom, it concludes and goes back and fades back into that Gregorian vocal chant once again that is now so iconic for the entire series.
It sets it up well.
I think iconic is the perfect word. When you have a main theme, it has to be something recognizable. And Nolan, you kind of said, hey, if you're familiar with this series at all, you'll recognize this song. But you may not if you're not. I think this song is big enough that it surpassed that. Yeah, I think maybe. Even people who don't know the song hearing this would know, you know, that's the Halo music. Yeah. I mean, maybe not like your 89-year-old grandma who just has no clue about anything. But
wow.
The majority of people, like, this thing is really well known. The series itself has just been so successful, but they've kept that main theme through a number of the other games. And this track did such a good job of like giving them the tools they needed to build creative other songs off of.
And what's exceedingly interesting is that this was the first piece that the composer wrote for this game.
That's crazy because, like we said, it set the tone for the entire series. By the way, we need to point this out. The composer's name was Martin O'Donnell, and also Michael Salvatore worked with him for, I think, the first three or four games, and then a different company made some of the other games, but he is responsible for most of the songs that we're going to be talking about today. And he's brilliant. And just to point this out, we've said it kind of, but this soundtrack is not like a video game music soundtrack. That's why we chose to talk about it, in part because it's a orchestra, like instrumentation. It's like
this just happened at a really like unique time in games where they were starting to have the hardware to do a lot more musically. You're not just talking, you know, old 8-bit MIDI kind of stuff. You could literally have the space to record these epic things, and you weren't limited on the hardware front. And I think people started taking more cues as story was getting more interesting in these games from Hollywood, really. And seeing the role that soundtracks play in movies, and kind of this whole era, not just this game specifically, but you see this whole shift where now video game production, music production is massively involved and absolutely as big a thing or bigger than even like scoring a major film.
And the progression continued from that original Halo video game into the sequel, Halo 2, with a song called Mjolnir Mix.
Thank you.
So this might seem like an odd selection to you because it's based on the song that we just talked about from Combat Evolved. It begins the same way as the original Halo theme song up until your 25 second mark where you hear an electric guitar swell in and then it's like the Halo theme song on steroids.
Yeah. I mean, to me, part of me hears some Final Fantasy type of sound in there, like because of the electric guitars. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm hearing 10. Yeah.
Yeah. From Final Fantasy 10 for sure. It's just such like it's unexpected because you're like, okay, Halo, let's do the sequel. Come on, I know this song. And then they're just like, here we go.
It's hard for me on this one to just get past the nostalgic connections. Like, Nolan, I know you're talking about how much that plays a role in music. And I spent way more time playing Halo 2 than any of the others. They played a good amount of 1 and 3 also back in the day. But this is kind of that moment as the game is booting up and first kicks in that the whole sort of opening piece of this song comes in and plays. And it just, anytime it plays, it makes me thinking about booting up my Xbox. And I just get the biggest grin on my face because it's the recognizable Halo theme, but kind of with a new take for the second game, which was super great. And I just absolutely grin every time I hear this song.
I think we all played Halo 2 quite a bit. I played it the most in the series.
That was the one I played the most as well.
I mean, they just did something with the multiplayer. Like, they just improved on it and made it perfect. And I think the music reflects that also.
This song is played, this piece is played a few times throughout Halo 2 and different parts of it, but where it plays fully all the way through is in the ending credits. So kind of just imagine that. Like, you've just, like, this is the song that comes at the conclusion. It's big, epic, you know, conclusion to a story if you've played the game. And you just saved the world. The events of Halo 2 have transpired, and then you're rewarded with the full piece of the Mjolnir mix.
I love
with
that.
These dueling rock guitars, one pan to the left, one pan to the right, that are doing various, like, it's just, It's Halo from Combat Evolved, and you think that it's just that until they just take it and revolutionize it with a new twist with this power rock, you know, double guitar duet, and it's just a creative and beautiful thing that adds so much to that video game.
I gotta say, this one got a little bit too heavy rock for my taste. Like, I love the track, it's awesome. But there's a very similar track in the Halo 2 OST that is Prelude, that is sort of that same opening, but then stays a little bit more mellow. And overall, if I had to take my preference, I would prefer that one. The only times in the Halo series of the music I've listened to this week that I think they've missed it is times that they went too heavy on the rock. Like, there's one actual song that's literally a rock song with vocals and the whole bit, and one or two songs that are just so heavy on the guitar kind of rock feel that it almost loses that Halo vibe altogether. And though this song wasn't that, it's a great one, it just leaned a little bit too much in that direction for my taste.
You know, you can download this one for, they made it available for Guitar Hero. Like, you
that's
could download
so genius.
It as a track and play it.
Since we've already gone through a couple of variations of the main theme, it works well that as I was picking some music I wanted to highlight from the series, that I chose to look at one of the next progressions, and that is a Halo 3 song that plays on the same theme that happens right at the end of the game. We're not sure exactly which track this is, because there's actually a couple of different versions of the track that are different from the soundtrack itself to the game, but it's the music that plays during the really big epic Warthog run scene at the end of the game where you're kind of racing against time. And I believe it's either called Movement or Never Forgotten. Take a look, because this track has got some feels in it. We'll be right back.
I love this one. I remember so vividly the ending of that game. I played a lot of single player Halo 3. Halo 2 is my multiplayer game. I also played some Halo 3, but like the story of Halo 3 was great, and that ending is so epic. I love this track. I love it. And like the drums come in on it. The drums are so just like
epic.
You better hurry up or you're going to fall and die.
So I think you can get it wrong when you try to bring ambient noises into these soundtracks. Like, leave that for the gameplay. Don't necessarily always bring it in a soundtrack. It can get kind of campy. I don't know. But when it comes to this song, especially the version that you shared with us, Kenny, is you've got this wind noise. You can almost even hear the Warthog's engine rev. I don't think that it's in the track, but the way that they are manipulating the instruments, and they do have some ambient noises to cause our ear to turn that direction. You get the feeling and the experience of what is actually happening as the piece is being played in the game.
Yeah. And there's a lot going on. It's not just driving. I mean, the floor is falling out from under you. You've got Coven shooting at you left and right. It's a great ending. Music aside, it's an amazing ending, but then like you throw this on top of it. That's what I'm saying, like the effect that music has on us. You can hear the Warthog even though it might not even be there. Like,
yeah. This one to me is all about that drum part. They use it all throughout, but in my mind, some of the iconic things that the Halo, all of the Halo songs do, is that really well-known kind of moving drum beat that just defines this song. There's this sort of chord progression that a lot of them follow that's real common, and then there's this thing they do where this just like long extended held note that just chills out. And they have certain songs that kind of highlight each of those pieces. And to me, this is the song that like highlights what this series does well with drums. It brings energy. It moves. It's not like awkwardly repetitious. We watched a movie a couple years ago that had this drum part in it that was so obnoxious. It felt like they were trying to sort of like force energy on you. And I actually like hated the movie because of that one specific drum track and how overbearing it was. And this gets all of that energy without ever feeling like, even though it's a long repetitious part, without ever feeling like it's overdone. And that's just because they dress it so well as it moves through the rest of the theme, and the little details that they add on top kind of sit there, and it evolves and moves and has absolutely so much energy. And it's neat to kind of see the main theme evolve and then evolve again. And as each game kind of has a little bit of a different feel, you get that same, like, this is a Halo game, but specifically in a tone and feel of the title that it's in. And they just nailed it on this one.
So let's just pause from what we're doing right now before we talk about our final three songs of this bonus episode, and kind of highlight what our experiences are with the Halo series. So I think we've already made clear that the game that each of us have played the most was Halo 2, correct?
Yes.
Absolutely.
A lot of multiplayer.
Played tons and tons of Halo 2. A good amount of Halo 3, but didn't get nearly as into it. And smattering of Halo 1, but nothing compared to the time that I put into Halo 2.
See, my relationship was that when I got to college, we were playing Halo 1. We were playing, you know, the original on PC for a good few months. And then I thought that Halo 2 then came out, and then we all rushed to go get it, and that's when the Halo 2 craze started. But that's not the case, because Halo 2 came out before I went to college.
Yeah, I don't know what you were doing, but I never played Halo 1 during that phase, but everybody was still playing Halo 2. It was popular. 3 hadn't dropped yet, and so 2 was right at its prime of popularity, and such a great title.
Well, I know that I was pretty trash at Halo Combat Evolved. I was getting decent at it, and then when we started playing Halo 2, put countless hours into that. I remember coming back at any given time from a class to my dorm room, would get into the LAN, and there would be at least 10 people that are, you know, playing in a room.
Wow.
That is my experience, and Halo 2 was a game that I got decent at and played a lot of, and then just Halo 3, it never carried over into that.
My experience is similar. So Man, Halo just brought the power of the LAN to console players.
Absolutely.
Which is brilliant. So what we would do is our friend Ben, Ben Dustin, we would go to his house and there'd be about 10 plus people there and we would do doubles. So we would get a partner and we would do 2v2v2v2.
Yes.
And me and Zach would lock ourselves in his closet with a TV. That's some of the best gaming I've ever done. Halo is not close to my favorite series or game, but I had some of the most fun playing games ever when doing that. That did carry over into Halo 3 because they introduced Forge mode, which was this sandbox mode that you can like make your own levels or maps in, which was revolutionary and huge. So I played a lot of that. And then Dustin, we actually revived some Halo 2 on PC like years and years later. Do you remember that? I forgot.
Before everybody started hacking it and it just became troublesome.
Yeah, so they ported Halo 2 to PC probably a long time ago. We were late to that. It's Microsoft, so of course it's on there. And we played with Muffin and just played some Capture the Flag.
And it says a lot that it's not any of our favorite game, and I believe it's not any of our favorite even genre, yet this is what we've chosen for our first bonus episode of Elements, simply because of one thing and one thing only. Soundtrack.
That's right. So the next track that I chose is a track that I discovered recently because I haven't played the game. So like I said, there's a lot of Halo games now. If you haven't been keeping up with Halo, you're probably like four games behind. So this one comes from Halo Wars, and it's called Insignificantia.
Yeah, that's close enough.
I love this track. It's probably my favorite from the series. And I know you're going to kill me because we just talked about the opening one being so amazing. But besides that one, it's this one. And it's so different than what you would expect from a Halo song, from a Halo track. It's just, it doesn't fit with the whole like space thing and the choir chanting and the drums. It's just different. And that's why I love it.
Nolan, I totally get why you would say that this is one of your favorite in the entire series. This one just feels to me so like mature. I feel like all of the things that happen in the other songs, it's almost like a really talented person came in, took all of those things, remixed them, but a little bit more modern, and threw in a piece of everything delicious. Like, it's got an amazing tone. It feels like a Halo game for sure, without, like, resorting to really heavy-handedly playing that same, like, really known theme over and over. And it works in all the stuff that you expect. It's got some of the drum stuff, although they do some neat, like, replacing of drum parts with percussion parts, and then it goes bigger into the drums later. It's got some great choral parts. There's a few like sci-fi bits worked through there and some like piano and creative use of instruments. And it has the guitar stuck in there, but not like so heavy-handed that I kind of gag because it can be too much for me. And I would say in my mind, this piece actually should have been called Significanta because it's awesome.
There he goes. I agree with everything but Kenny's last comment. This was the first time as well that I listened to this song when you shared it with us, Nolan, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's got everything. It's truly got everything that you need. Like everything from, I feel like they took all the good of all the Halo songs up until this point and brought it together into one piece that is mysterious yet bold, and is subdued yet epic, and it's there's so much to it. And then, might I add, about halfway through, you come into this this kind of verse section where the music comes down and there's some pad, but what's really driving it is this bass line.
The bass, line. Yeah. I'm glad you said that, dude.
Dude, you know I gotta say that. That's my instrument. Goodness. So I love the bass guitar. I've played the bass guitar for many years. That's my primary instrument that I love. And in this song, you've just got this run that's, you know,
it's sick, dude.
This is great.
So good. And then just real quick, the horns that are used in this, but very sparingly and very subtle, so it's not too much. Like, it's such a good song. This one was from Halo Wars, which is actually a real-time strategy game. So this was Ensemble Studios. It was not composed by the dude from the old games. So this was a veer in the series. This went off the course for them as an FPS. So that's why I also think it fits, because it's just different and it represents the game. It plays in the credits, by the way, at the end of the game, which I haven't played, but I want to now.
No, I haven't. It's pretty good for a console-driven RTS. But just, you guys are right. It's so good. And to me, it feels like a video game. Like sometimes you can have music and even though it can be great, you hear this music and you're like, that's generic and that could go behind anything. It's just epic music. That could be on a movie. That could be on a commercial. That could be what somebody wants playing as they walk into a room so that everybody thinks they're cool. But it doesn't have that, like, that tone of video game. And this track, beyond just being great and hitting all the other points, has this video game vibe to me that I don't know really where it comes from, but it's so, so good. Nolan, you also kind of mentioned some of those really short additions. You said kind of the horn parts. Some of my favorite things about these tracks in general are the really light-handed willingness for them to just take in one little bonus feature and just kind of drop it on top of the song and never go back to it. You know, they're never too heavy-handed.
Yeah.
Moving on to my final submission, it is also from Halo 2, surprise, surprise, and it is a track called Unforgotten. So Unforgotten is a part of the main menu music in Halo 2, and it's largely considered the most emotional piece of the entire series.
That's very fair to say.
Which, if you listen to it, you'll understand exactly why people would say that. This, out of most of the other songs, is not trying to do different things dynamically. It's not trying to take you one place and then bring you back down, or start down and then bring you back up to this epic moment as some of these other songs have. This is a song that stays quiet, that stays subdued, that starts with some pads that already in the key that it's playing is emotionally driven. And then at about a minute in, just a very solid playing, dancing on the key, on an actual piano comes in that just, golly, it moves the listener. And it's another piece, Kenny, that it, sure, it could be in a video game, but it's it could be in a movie. It could mm-hmm. be, it's just beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, the track, like you said, does not try to do anything. It's very straightforward. And the point of this song is to hit you in the feels. Like, it's a very, very sad and emotional song. It actually plays, I don't want to give spoilers, but you've played the game. If you're listening to this, it plays at the end when Cortana and Master Chief have that moment, when he's leaving. It's, come on. It's such a good song. Like,
I'm going to start crying right now.
Like, I can see it in my mind.
Yeah, put this song behind any setting and the most hardened of men will openly weep. I stand by that statement.
That's a true statement.
It really is.
And like, it also happens in the middle of war, like the war that's going on and just depression. Like, the series is not a happy series if you haven't played the game. It's full of like death and struggle, and it's just so fitting.
It's funny that you picked this song, Dustin, because we independently all picked kind of two tracks to represent what we wanted to talk about in Halo, and each one of us on our own picked one of the main themes or a variation of it, and then something else we liked. And you can tell, Dustin, that our brains are kind of the same in terms of what we enjoy about music, because Unforgotten is one of those songs that tried to hit right in the feels. And the last song that I picked for us to look at is another very similar tune. It stays way more subdued. It's got a lot more piano-driven parts, even than Unforgotten does. It's almost piano all the way through, which to a lot of games isn't unique, but is very unique to some of the Halo tracks and kind of continues this same theme. So take a listen. So that was a piece from a Halo 2 title called Heavy Price Paid, and once again, right in the feels.
Yeah, this one especially so because it, in the story, the Arbiter, who is the alien race that you play in that game, so you go between Master Chief and then playing the Arbiter, he discovers his people dead, the elites. They were slaughtered, and so like it's just such a just heavy moment in the game.
It's aptly named, and you can hear it in the piece. So much of music is supposed to do that. Like, we get what we're supposed to be feeling intellectually when we watch something, but we don't naturally like emote to it. And when you put a piece like this, it just gives you the emotion of what's going on straight to your soul, you know?
Yeah.
It is completely partnered with the song that I just shared. It's, I think, Unforgotten and Heavy Price Paid, both from the Halo 2 soundtrack, are twin songs that evoke feelings of mourning, you know, like mm-hmm. of loss, of heavy casualties, of pain, of, you know, a separation of something that you love and that you care for. And so yeah, aptly named, because that is exactly, you can feel those emotions of there's been a heavy price paid for what has happened here.
So this song reminds me of something kind of funny that happened this week that I got to share. What? If we were kind of like subdued hanging out talking about this heavy song, I'm changing our direction a little. Like, this song has so many of that like one note that is like held and just extended that runs in a ton of the Halo tracks, but this one does it a lot. And that really sticks out to me. They use that sort of theme so well. And to show you how true this is about like Halo games, because we were playing Halo music this week, I wanted to actually play some of these old games. And so I convinced the wife to sit down and play through yes. some Halo 2, some Halo 1, yes. and some Halo 3 with me. That was our goal. And so we opened up my Xbox, and I tried to boot up Halo 1 that I have on there digitally. And this black screen comes on, and this epic note starts playing. It's just like, and this note just keeps going for like 30 seconds.
It never stops.
And we don't realize that the game has actually glitched.
Yes.
Like, we actually thought this was just the beginning to this amazing, yes. epic music buildup. And it only got to the point when it was so long and nothing else came in that we were like, oh, the game froze holding that note. That's not normal. But it felt like the songs, because they just do that so many times. They commit to that note. And it was just a really funny musical moment. I ended up not getting the games to work and was really frustrated, and I need to kick my Xbox in the
Kenny. That whole story, and you didn't get one of the games to work?
Kenny, man,
no.
Kenny was the guy who would camp the swords or shotgun on lockout.
False.
Just,
you know false. He was.
Okay, my Halo 1 didn't work at all. My Halo 2, I got the map loading glitch that's so common with like older discs and things if you haven't updated your game.
You need to take care of your stuff better.
It's an old piece of hardware, and I was super frustrated by it, but we weren't going to come in and play versions that I have on the PC, and I don't love Halo 3 enough to have seen if that one even worked at all. And so that was frustrating, but that musical piece was just so funny to me.
For any of you that know Kenny, it should be no surprise to you that he didn't get any one of the three games working
games.
This week.
Three chances.
Nope, got to listen to some of the music, but my attempt to play didn't pan out.
Well, guys, that was our first bonus episode of Elements. I hope you enjoyed it. We sure did. And what's really exciting for us is that this is going to randomly show up in your podcast inbox each and every month. We're not going to announce when or what even it is. It is going to be a complete surprise to you.
It's going to feel truly like a bonus.
Oh, yeah. It absolutely will. And we are so honest and so serious when we say that we appreciate your ongoing support. It is because of our patrons that these bonus episodes now exist. And if you'd like more information or about this whole thing, or you would like to join the team with all the rewards that it entails, then you can just visit us at patreon.com/NGP podcast, and you'll be able to get all the behind the scenes information there. And what's a bonus or two? What is a reward or two that we are, you know, offering some of our listeners that are supporting us on a regular basis?
We've got some giveaways. We've got some early access to content that nobody else gets. We've got some exclusive unedited content, so you guys can see a little bit behind the scenes, and a whole host of other things. Picking some games in our Patreon pools and helping us decide our fate throughout the week-to-week ebb and flow of us playing games, and just all kinds of cool things. Check out the Patreon page if you guys want some more info.
Another thing that we would really love is if you came and hung out with us in our Discord channel. We have a Discord server dedicated to talking about the games that we are currently playing, the retro game of the week, and anything else you want to talk about. And we have a lot of people in there lately, and it's great. We've had a lot of good discussion. And we want to hear what you want to hear on these Element episodes. So if you have a suggestion for a game and an element that we should do on the next bonus episode, swing by and let us know. So like the story of Final Fantasy or the characters of Final Fantasy, whatever it is, just let us know, and we will get on that.
Pretty much as long as it's about Final Fantasy.
The soundtrack of Chrono Trigger or the characters of Zelda. There's so many things that we could do, and we're really looking forward to these episodes each and every month. Until next time, I'm still Dustin.
I'm still Kenny.
And I'm Nolan.
And this has been a special bonus episode of New Game Plus.